New York City is now evicting migrants. Take a look at what's happening out here in these streets. It sounds like somebody is at my door. Let me go and see what's happening.
New York City is set to begin the process of evicting migrant families from city-run shelters.
Starting tomorrow, families exceeding the 60-day stay will be told to leave and reapply for housing. Today, a rally took place in Lower Manhattan where demonstrators called for an end to the shelter limits that are impacting thousands of migrant families. Morgan McKay has more on the eviction process and reaction from City Hall.
You'll come into the arrival center, store your luggage, you receive your next assignments.
Around 4,400 migrant families with children have now received notices that their 60-day shelter stay limits are up and will be evicted out of shelters over the next several weeks on a rolling basis.
Shout out to New York with their eviction process. Eric Adams is on a roll. Yeah, man, listen. I remember you, Eric. You know how I remember you, Eric? I remember when Eric said, send me your sick. Send me your poor. Bring them all over to New York City. New York City is the space in the state that embraces migrants. We were made based off of migrants. And now New York City is treating migrants like a single baby mama. Rent moratorium. Time is up. Time is up. They're removing them from shelters now, right in the midst of a storm coming, but we're going to get to that clip shortly.
If they do not have somewhere to go next, they will have to reapply for housing at the Roosevelt Hotel. City Hall says that starting on Tuesday, right now there are about 40 families in total who are unable to find their own housing and will have to reapply for a new hotel room. The city says they will be working to make sure kids can try to stay at the schools that they are currently going to.
If your child is in elementary school, you're the highest priority for us to immediately and quickly give you another placement in Manhattan, preferably close to where your child's in school.
Meanwhile, buses from Texas have continued to drop off migrants at New Jersey train stations, buying them train tickets to New York City in order to avoid any fines or lawsuits as a result of Mayor Eric Adams' executive order banning unannounced buses. Adams also announced a lawsuit against 17 bus companies last week in order to recoup money for having to care and shelter these migrants. Now,
nope. And I just looked at a report that says that currently, Texas have allocated over $100 million a year in a budget to make sure that they spread the love. Spread the love. And what do I mean by spreading the love? Making sure that migrants get spread out all across the United States, not just in Texas.
Now, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy issued a letter to these bus companies also outlining several rules similar to Adams. And although it does not come with any penalties, the Adams administration praised this move.
We're going to be aggressive in our actions of what the bus companies and Governor Abbott is doing. And so we're not going to leave any stone unturned.
Now, Mayor Eric Adams says he'll be traveling to Albany on Tuesday for Governor Kathy Hochul's State of the State address and will be watching to see if she makes a real commitment to funding migrant shelters and moving migrants to upstate counties.
Reporting now, here's the key. Here's another key to this and a thing that a lot of people are not taking into consideration. And we all want to know that we all want to ask the question to the answer that we never get any answers to. Or we all want to ask the question to the mayors that we never get any answer to. How come nobody is calling Biden's name publicly? Is Biden the boogeyman? Is Biden the boogeyman? They talk about Greg Abbott. They say we're going to sue. Is Biden really the real gangster out here in these streets? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he is. I know that when Eric Adams started stepping out of line, he started getting the Fed charges. They started going through his cell phone. His campaign managers got that raid up in their crib. Is Biden the boogeyman? Is all I want to know. Because, you know, I was talking to Kwame, and he said, Anton, have y'all really paid attention to what's going on out here in these streets politically? And I said, no, Kwame, what do you think? He said, Anton, don't you realize that Biden is the greatest politician of all time? I said, no, because my initial thought was no way. He said, dog, he said Biden has evolved and turned into a chameleon depending on whatever decade that he's in at that time. And he's been successful in every single step of the way. I said, what? He said, yes. He said that he wrote the legislature and he held black people accountable. He then attached himself to one of the people that was on the rise as far as Barack Obama. And now he's embracing and then escaping any accountability that comes along with his role and continue to perpetuate what Barack Obama championed is the alphabet community agenda, along with the fact that he held black people accountable in order to get himself in office. He said he shape-shifted and he's continued to evolve decade after decade after decade and then be a chameleon depending on whoever it is that's looking at him at that particular time. He says he's been successful along. He says Biden has been the most quietly successful politician, one of the most quietly successful politicians in history. Nobody ties him to anything. Nobody holds him accountable. Everybody said what they are going to do and then they forget it in the next decade. And then he goes on to be successful. I said, I couldn't debate with it. It was no way that I can debate with it. And all of these mayors and these governors are looking at him as the boogeyman.
Heavy winds and rain forced the city to temporarily relocate nearly 2,000 migrants who are receiving housing at Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they were bused to a local high school to ride out the storm. It's just the latest challenge the city has faced in its migrant housing crisis.
NBC News correspondent Antonia Hilton joined us now from outside James Madison High School with more on this. Antonia, walk us through the city's decision to relocate the migrants to the high school. What's the latest going on there?
Good morning, guys. Well, look, the city felt they had no other option here. These families, the almost 2,000 migrants who were staying at Floyd Bennett Field, they were staying in an area in a winterized tent on what's an old federal runway. So that means there was no way for the city to nail the tent down to make sure that it would be secure through the night as the city faced these rains and very heavy winds. And so they very quickly made the decision that these folks had to board a bus or a number of buses and make their way more than 5 miles here to the high school behind me, where they slept in a gymnasium overnight. And the concern from advocates and from lawyers who work with these families here in New York is that this is all part, and it's really adding to a number of disruptions that these families, many of them with very small children, have been experiencing in recent weeks as the surge with thousands of new migrants arriving every single week in New York City has really pressed the city to find additional beds, to find spaces, to get creative. And it's getting, frankly, really difficult. And so with all of that, these families have moved several times. In some cases, it's very difficult for the kids who've been enrolled in schools here. And so this is all part of the difficulty, whether kind of meeting the other political challenge that New York is facing right now, guys.
So basically, somehow, some way, nobody forgot or everybody forgot that every last one of these places, when Eric Adams said, hey, send me a cold, send me a sick, send me everybody that's a problem. Send me, just leave the borders open and we don't care and we're a sanctuary city. And then over in Chicago where they labeled them the Windy City, right? Nobody took into account that when they were accepting all of these migrants, that A, they didn't have the money to really support them. And then B, it was going to be cold outside. And we've had a relatively mild winter considering that we already in January. It's going to be cold outside and you're going to have to be accountable. You're going to be held accountable for this. No good deed goes unpunished. And so while y'all was pitching for the migrants to continue to come to your city, and then Greg Abbott obliged him, like my dog Brad Pitt, they obliged you. And now you want to claim victim. Now you want to claim that you got an issue and that you're the victim in this whole situation. When in reality, we know what's really going on. You're afraid to call out daddy. You're afraid to close off the borders. If you could, I believe that most of these mayors and people that are towing party lines, honestly, I think that they prefer Trump. I do think they'll never say it. They can't say it. They can't go against their daddies. They know that there's lobbyists that want to, that fund certain things and all of that, that make money. We know that Chicago over here giving $70 million contracts to staffing companies. And so it's people that got a lot of money on the line to make sure that everybody stays in purpose. I believe that most of these mayors, if they could actually pick the person that they wanted to run things and made sure Congress got in line and all of our legislator was on the right page, I think that they would support Trump, considering the alternative, considering what they got to go through. Even if they don't like him, I think that they would support him because I think that they're going to suffer. And there's going to be a lot of people that are not reelected. Thank God on Brandon Johnson's staff. Thank God he only 8 months in because he got another 3.5 years to be able to get kicked out of office. But I think that they prefer Trump. I honestly think that they prefer him.
Antonio, I understand that students at this high school that you're at where migrants are relocated, because of that, they are doing virtual learning today, not in class, expected to return to campus tomorrow. How are parents responding to that?
Hey, shout out to the migrants sleeping in a gymnasium while doing virtual learning.
That's right, Savannah. So kids are all at home. We've seen a few people walk up and see that the doors are locked and then go back home. And it's caused some confusion and some anger from some members of the community here in Brooklyn. And actually, in about an hour and a half, parents are going to be meeting with the local assemblymen and hosting basically a rally here right in front of the high school, in which they're going to try to have some of their voices heard by city officials. And, you know, this is a very diverse community. This is a majority-minority school district here in the city. And so many of these kids relate to immigrants, but the challenges here that all of this has caused for some communities as kids both join classes or it's caused disruptions like what happened last night, it's angered these families and they want the mayor to stop.
Shout out to the mayor. Let's see what's happening on another front, because I see they're getting kicked out of the hotels. This is them actually moving into the schools in a gymnasium after being evicted.
9:12 right now in a news alert out of New York City. Students are being forced to learn online as nearly 2,000 migrants move into their school.
Nate Foy is live in Brooklyn with the latest with what's going on. Nate, what can you tell us about this?
Good morning. I can tell you that a couple state assemblymen and concerned parents just spoke moments ago, and they are very upset that the students at this school, 3,600 students, are learning remotely today because of those nearly 2,000 migrants that moved in last night at the city's direction. Those migrants, because the weather is a bit better today than it was last night, have since been moved back to their tent facility. That happened at 4:30 this morning, but the impact continues for the students today. They're learning remotely. All sports practices have been canceled, and we just heard from concerned parents saying that some teachers aren't even showing up for the remote learning session. So they say that this.
Hey, shout out to the New York teachers that's not even showing up for the remote learning lessons. They ain't even getting out of bed, but they out here listening to the Millionaire Morning Show. Shout out to the teachers that didn't roll out of bed in order to show up for the remote learning lesson. They said, man, these kids don't even speak English. I can't speak Espanol. I can't speak Espanol. Hey, shout out to all of y'all that was a part of the pandemic that y'all couldn't get to work on time and all you had to do was turn on your laptop. Shout out to all of y'all that forgot that y'all camera was on and y'all was sitting there in y'all pajamas and you never brushed your teeth. Shout out to the people that also didn't believe that they needed to brush their teeth just because they was working from home. Hygiene is important. Teachers not even turning on their laptops for the remote learning sessions while these people is over in the gymnasium. 2,000 migrants, half of them don't even speak English, trying to get an Espanol education over here in New York City. Yo, Eric Adams is trash.
Really is not a situation that they're comfortable with. But take a look at this video as you see those 2,000 migrants arrive here last night. Again, it was because of bad weather threatening their nearby tent facility. The school notified parents of the students. The city writing, quote, "The health and safety of migrants in our care is always a top priority, which is why we are currently overseeing the relocation of 1,900 guests from the Humanitarian Emergency Response and Relief Center at Floyd Bennett Field."
And guess what? We got more on the way for you. We're not stopping to send these migrants over to y'all city. You can throw all of the lawsuits that you want to up there. Abbott got a gift for you. Migrants all year long.
Relocation is forcing students to again learn at home, a proven disaster for learning, as we saw during COVID. Florida governor and presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis spoke about this last night. Listen here.
The government is commandeering the school to house illegal aliens.
So the migrants now are back at Floyd Bennett Field, but many are wondering for how long. Of course, we're in the middle of winter here in New York City. We just had a nor'easter over the weekend, and harsh conditions are expected, throughout the winter. So people are concerned that this could happen again, not only.
Listen, you could just forget it, bro. Just forget it. It's over. The American dream, as you know it, it doesn't mean the American dream itself is over. But the American dream, as you know it, is gone forever. It's finito. Finito. It's done. There's nothing else to it. There's nothing else to it. There's nothing going to be made of it. After Eric Adams, Brandon Johnson, and Brandon Johnson, he a slick one. He want to throw the black card in there, and he want to be online with Al Sharpton. And white mayor Mike Johnston, all of these mayors over there in California, Karen Bass. Yeah. Y'all been running these cities into the ground for a long time now, when it just took a little bit of a migrant crisis to upend everything. And I don't think we ever going back.